Travel Thursday on The Hard Shoulder.
In association with Ryanair, Europe's number one airline. Offering more choice, lower fares, great care.
Well, every Wednesday, we are graced by the presence of Michelle Jackson of The Novel Traveller. She has her own website. It's called thenoveltraveller.com, all one word, lowercase. But while we do home and away in different slots and so on, and she brings a little microphone with her and we share your experiences so that if you're going somewhere or want to go, she adds value to what you do. But if you have any questions, she is so well travelled, we welcome those. And about once every 4 or 5 weeks, we dedicate them to your questions. So text us on the usual line, 53106, or email thehardshoulder@newstalk.com and just say question for Michelle or Ivan, please ask Michelle about whatever it might be you're planning for 2020, a bit of a break, and you want to find out the smart, the savvy things to do. Okay, so you went to Kilkenny recently.
I did. I popped down there at the weekend. And as you said earlier, it is known as the Marble City. And it's also a medieval city on the banks of the River Nore. And it's a great centre for heritage and culture, arts and crafts, etc. But the medieval mile is kind of like we're around the area where most attractions are set. And I basically parked my car up in the Ormond car park, and for €13 it was covered for the whole weekend, and it was very handy. And lots of people get there by train as well.
Is the Ormond car park a hotel or a council car park?
It's a council car park.
Okay.
And it's right in the centre there beside the
Hibernian
Hotel.
So the parade would be the Long Main Drag. Would that be right?
That's right. That's right beside Kilkenny Castle.
And there's a river passing through, and the other main road through is John Street. So it's John Street and the parade in an L shape. And then you go up hills and down hills after that.
Absolutely. Well, everything's very close, and everything really that you would want to see.
I had two betting shops in Kilkenny. I know it inside out. All right. Tell us this. One of the reasons you went is there's a festival going on this week or this month?
There is. It's the Yule Fest. And that is... The Yule Fest. And it's going on for the entire month. And there's lots of things on in different spots around Kilkenny. But I'd really recommend starting off with the Kilkenny Design Centre, because that, of course, is the old Kilkenny's Castle Yard. And it was built in the 1780s by the Butler's family. It's where they used to keep the horses. And, of course, in the 60s, there was the wonderful Kilkenny Design Workshop established. And there were craftspeople there from the 1960s, doing handcrafts, doing metalwork, doing textiles, you know, all sorts of beautiful potteries. And actually, I have a little something for you here, Ivan. I got this in the Kilkenny Centre, and it's a little something from your tree, for your tree.
Oh.
And it's a glass blown bauble.
Right. And so it's one you could recycle.
Well, you don't have
to. It's beautiful. And it's got little green colours on it. It's got beautiful. You're so
very
kind.
Very Irish.
So tell me, you got this in the Kilkenny?
I got it in the Kilkenny. In the Kilkenny Design Centre. And you will get lots there. Lovely little shopping prizes.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite clear. I know the castle well.
Yeah.
And I've been around the castle. Is the castle separate to the design centre?
It is. The design centre's across the road. And, you know, it was a great enterprise started in the 60s, and I actually met a man who has been there since 1967. His name is Des Byrne, and he's a silversmith, and he was responsible for making the Sam Maguire in 1988 when they made a special Dublin Millennium copy. So and I had a chat with him about his 51 years he spent, you know, making jewellery and arts and craft. He was a great character, and he actually then made a very special sculpture for Pope John Paul II in 1979 that was designed by Oisin Kelly. So he has a great kind of repertoire and CV to his name. Yeah.
Okay. So that is real creativity there, and
absolutely,
you get a mixture of heritage and crafts and so on. But just let's go back to one thing. What are the main festivals for Kilkenny?
Yeah, well, you've got the Cat Laughs, and that is in...
I know people who go, it's in June.
Absolutely, it's in June. It's very popular. There's a great food festival in October that some people might know about. In May, you've got the Rhythm and Roots Festival, and the Arts Festival in August runs for 10 days. So that's a special
In fairness,
one.
I would say now for a lot of people who come on package trips from America to Ireland. You see the buses coming to the castle and so on. It's on the kind of beaten path of tourism things. So,
it's in Ireland's ancient east, actually.
Yes, exactly. And the other point I would say about Kilkenny, a lot of people, because they host the IMRO Awards there and what used to be the
right,
BPI
in Lyrath House
and so on. It is known as the stag and hen capital of Ireland.
I ran into one hen.
It's racy
when I
enough
was there now.
Now.
I ran into one. Well, you see, it's very alive, that whole medieval mile, all the bars and restaurants. There's a lot going on in them. But I wouldn't label it just as that, because it really is. You know, you don't have to be in the middle of all the action.
All right. So the festival on right now is the Yule Fest. And you were speaking to Paula Lawler.
I was indeed. Yeah, she filled me in on what's going on during the month of December.
Kilkenny is a beautiful festive destination. It's a lovely walkable little city. There's lots of atmosphere around. We have an antique carousel on the parade. We have a free festive train, which is taking people on a little tour where you see the city lights, and the train driver is absolutely fantastic, Ivan. So he will explain where you need to pop off, whether it's the Butler House Gardens. It's a beautiful, magical garden. So whether you're young or old, it's a free experience as well. So the big message for Kilkenny is we're inviting people down at a time that can be particularly expense heavy on people to enjoy a fun family free experience. Now there's plenty of paid events as well, whether you want to see Santa, get an ice skate in, but mostly it's all about all inclusivity.
Okay, Paula, there now, just to clarify that. First of all, I have more Nixers than anyone else in the country, but driving a train in Kilkenny is not one of them. What was this train? Is it a kid's train?
Yeah, well, anybody can sit in it. It's like a little train.
Does it go around
It goes up and down the medieval mile. Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely fabulous. And brings you to this beautiful carousel roundabout that's on the parade.
I haven't seen that. Is that there just for the festival?
It is. It's just there for the Yule Festival.
All
it's
right.
Really
now,
lovely.
What did she have to say about the Christmas tree festival?
Yeah, well, if
take a listen.
All the schools and the communities and the businesses come together and they make an individual, a unique tree. So Specsavers made it out of glasses, Padmore and Barnes made it out of skating gear, you know, so it's fabulous.
And that's in St. Canice's Church.
It's in St. Canice's Cathedral, yeah. And there's just choirs all over the city and it's just beautiful, brass bands, and they all just pop up, you know. So it's like if people are in town, they're just going to get some part of Yule Fest, which is great, you know, it's lovely.
Well, she can tell how enthusiastic Paula is. So is there a website if you want to check? Because it goes on for the month of December.
It does, yeah. Actually, there's lots on. And you just go to www.yulefestkilkenny.ie and you'll get everything there. There's lights festivals, there's special walks, runs, you know, beautiful concerts, everything going on.
Okay, where did you stay?
Well, I stayed in the Hibernian Hotel, which is bang smack in the middle of just right beside that lovely carousel at the parade. And all the rooms have been recently refurbished and it's in such a super location. And it's 4-starred, it's 47 guest rooms, so it's not too big, but it's a lovely atmosphere in it. And it was very kind of chic decoration now that's gone into it. So I really, really loved it. And Evelyn says to me to say hello to you.
Evelyn
takes care of the chambermaid. So
right.
She's lovely character.
How much is it a night though?
Well, it starts from around 71 per room, so that's great value. Right. That's
you
like
see, it's out of peak season a little bit now. Yeah, it's a good time to go to.
It's a great time.
It actually is the ideal weekend place to go, maybe a bank holiday weekend or whatever.
Yeah,
and they have their own website, KilkennyHibernianHotel.com.
And then just up the road a little bit, you've got Butler's House, which is one of those lovely Irish blue book houses that I'm always going on about. But that used to be the old Dower's House, and Lady Eleanor Butler set up residence there in 1783. And it's, as Paula mentioned there, it has lovely winter gardens open for families, free to pop in, and they've lovely festive afternoon teas.
How far out of town is that?
It's right in the town. It's
right.
Literally, it backs onto the Kilkenny Design Centre, believe it or not.
So
they've teamed up with the Inukt restaurant as well, if you fancy going for a little, you know, they don't have a restaurant as such for dinner. They'll do afternoon tea, they'll do beautiful breakfast with pancakes, but pop down to the Inukt restaurant, they recommend
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, speaking of restaurants, what would you recommend? Where did you eat?
Well, I had lunch in the restaurant Rinuccini's, which is a family-owned restaurant, and it has won so many awards. You see them all over the door as you're walking in. It's literally opposite Kilkenny Castle, and it's been open 30 years
so by
the same family. It is.
So it's all pastas and spaghettis
It has this gorgeous atmosphere. Well, now, you know, don't forget, Italian also has lovely ways of cooking
pork. They have nice veal.
Veal, especially. Gorgeous fish. Yeah. Really lovely fish. There was a lovely
but
hake.
Do you get chips with them?
And
do
how you know what I mean, why right? would you be wanting your chips? No, and they've actually extended that. So they've got a perfect function room now upstairs, which is lovely for kind of like little mini weddings or for birthday parties or things like that, you know.
All so right, that's in the parade,
really,
is it?
I really recommend that. And that was a real treat.
So that was lunch then, you had there?
Yeah. And I had dinner in
Hobart. There's not a pick on you. You must be doing like Maggie Thatcher, moving it around the place instead of eating it.
But you know, the Harper's restaurant in the Hibernian is lovely as well. There's a lovely head chef there now, Cormac Vesey, who's a local guy, and he's absolutely beautiful sea bass I had for my dessert for my dinner there. It was absolutely gorgeous restaurant. So pop in there. And as I said, everything's beside each other, which is great.
Did you think it was better value than Dublin? You know, if you're eating out in the posh parts of Dublin.
I think so. And they do have Michelin star restaurants there as well. But the big story, Ivan, in Kilkenny, is a little artisan bakery that's only open 5 months. And I went for brunch there on Sunday and there was a queue out the door. And there's a queue out the door even midweek at lunchtime. And it was started by Bark Pawlowski, who was a Polish guy who grew up in Kilkenny, went off and learned his trade in Copenhagen and came back. And he set this up 5 months ago with about a staff of four and he had to employ 14 people the next day. It's a fantastic story of great success. And he makes his own bread. He goes to work in the middle of the night and he cooks it from just the local mill. Everything is local produce. All the flour. It's only grown up the road. And he has wild boar sausages that are supplied by a farmer and they run around the grounds. They drink the Kilkenny, the famous hard water. It's fascinating.
And can you go in and see the baking being made?
The whole thing is done on the same premises. He even actually designed the decor himself and his wife Nicole. So you know.
Right. Now you had a word with Bart and asked him what makes his bakery different.
The bakery is a fulfillment of a couple of dreams of mine and Nicole, and the place itself is just pack as much of your dreams into one place. And we didn't pack them all in, but bread was one of it. And local produce. So the flour that we use, the wheat, the spelt, the rye, it grows 15 minutes away from Kilkenny. It's milled 15 minutes away from Kilkenny by Rob Moss in Bennett's Bridge in the little mill company. And then we get it here, almost milled directly for us, like only for us exclusively. And yeah, and then we just make the bread. We wanted a bakery more than a cafe. And just maybe like 30 people for some coffee. And then all of a sudden, first day, 350 people shows up and we sell out by 11 o'clock. And then Iran started to have a life of its own. So the public dictated that we're going to be a food lunch place and a cafe more than anything else. So on day three, we already had 14 staff employed and we were full on busy with baking bread and making sandwiches from that bread.
So if you're visiting Kilkenny and you want to see an artisan bakery there, the Arches, 8 The Arches, Barrack Street in Kilkenny, and Bart will give you all the thing. And I know Bennett's Bridge on the River Nore has a long, long tradition of flour milling going back generations. Now, is there any kind of outside of the town or whatever, any visitor attraction?
There's a great one up the road in Castlecomer, actually. They have a discovery park and that has got a Christmas experience going on. So you
a
go
bit
into
of a
this,
manger a with bit, a donkey
well,
and
well,
a
no,
sheep.
No, this is a magical woodland Christmas and the Junior Woodland Adventure course, and you get to see Mrs. Claus. She's in an igloo and Santa Claus is there as well.
An igloo in Kilkenny, I've heard it all.
Well, do you know it has the longest zip line in Ireland too?
Does it?
Or not?
Oh, Deirdre's into her zip lines.
Oh yeah, I love them too, I have to say.
Do you?
I'm all very keen.
Oh, maybe you go fast.
Maybe Deirdre and I should go to Wales.
Right.
I'll say that to her
all
now.
Right,
that's
right.
An idea for us.
So Mrs. Claus is in good form and this is just for the season that's in it.
Yeah.
And it's discoverypark.ie/Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's in Castlecomer.
It is, it's in Castlecomer.
What's that, about 10 minutes drive outside the town?
It's about 20.
All right.
Actually more about half an hour.
Is
really.
It a bit like Central Park?
No. Well, do you know, in idea and in beautiful location it is, but this is a community-based business. And this town was affected by the closure of the coal mines in the 80s, but it led to great creativity and use of the landscape. So by creating this woodland area, you can go kayaking and you can go cycling and you can use it in so many different ways.
Okay, well, the general factotum there is a lady called Cathy Purcell. Here's what she had to say about the Discovery Park.
In Kilkenny, it's the biggest Santa experience, and we get people that come from all over the country because it's a really authentic woodland Christmas experience. The kids come and the whole woodlands is alight with Christmas lights. I mean, it's really festooned and just so magical in our mixed woodlands with our gorgeous lakes as well. And so kids get on the train, they go up through the woods, they get a chance to play on our woodland play areas. They get a chance to make a craft and make a Christmas decoration. Of course, there's mulled wine and hot chocolate, and it's really relaxed. And then you can go in to see Mrs. Claus, and she's lovely to see all the kids coming to Kilkenny. And then, of course, you get to see Santa and you get a present. And then you're free to go back and play on the woodland areas, free to really chill out and actually enjoy family time together. We're a not-for-profit social enterprise, so all the income that we make is reinvested into the site itself. And our whole remit is to create jobs, develop rural tourism, and help regenerate the town of Castlecomer. So when you're buying a ticket to our Christmas experience, you're actually supporting local employment, also converting, I suppose, euros into other jobs in the town. We have a beautiful hotel, the Avalon House Hotel. We have a Michelin guide recommended restaurant, the Lady Anne. We've and then, of course, you know, we're also packaging up with various hotels, including the Lyrath in Kilkenny. So, like, we like to think that we're supporting Kilkenny tourism, but also local tourism, and helping to create jobs all year round.
Well, if you're living anywhere near Kilkenny or Carlow or anything like that, that sounds like an interesting day out. The Castlecomer Discovery Park, a not-for-profit organisation. Did you manage to fit in anything cultural?
I did. You know, as part of the Yule Fest, there are lots of concerts going on. And I went to see the Trio Rodin, who are a young Spanish ensemble and from Utrecht. And they were acclaimed by critics for their fantastic style and expression. They've won first prize at the 11th Chamber of Music Competition in Montserrat in Spain. And, you know, this piece was called Nostalgic Tales. It was a little bit of Mozart and a little bit of Chopin, I think. It was really
all
lovely.
Right. Well, we'll leave the classical music to one side and go straight on to the Smithwick's experience. That sounds a lot more like my cup of tea.
Well, and you get your glass of Smithwick's at the end. You get a choice of any of their...
Are they still brewing there?
They're not actually.
Is Smithwick's
actually
still
no.
sold?
It's not.
When I grew up as a teenager, that was the main beer. And Guinness.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was, do you know, originally it was called St. Francis Abbey. And we went into this fantastic interactive hologram of this image of a monk who told us all about how it started back in the 8th century, and they were using the hard water that was enriched with the limestone, because Kilkenny's on a bed of limestone, and it mixed then with the local wheat. And it was purely for purification of the water purposes that they turned it into beer. But of course, they got to like the taste of it, and you can see how they were able to stand the cold in that when they were drinking.
You're saying that was one of
beer.
The best things you saw this morning? Yeah,
it really was excellent. And, you know, I got hands-on brewing experience, and I learned about the 9 generations of Smithwick's men who'd worked there, and they of course then became judges and lawyers and all sorts of different people in the town. It's a very popular name, but the interactive display with the pictures coming to life in one of the rooms was particularly good. Different characters.
Now, finally, the Medieval Museum.
Yeah, the Medieval Museum is converted. It's Old St. Mary's Church, and that gives the history of the town from the medieval ages, and they have some really fantastic artefacts. Again, my culture, Ivan, you know I like my culture. They have a perfect replica of the High Cross at Aheeny, which is fascinating and really important part of the whole Ireland's Ancient East story, you know. And they've lovely stone carvings. It's well worth a little visit. Pop in. It won't take that long. But it's, again, right in the middle of the town.
I can't believe we've gone through a lengthy discussion about the A to Z of Kilkenny, and you haven't mentioned the one thing that Kilkenny's synonymous
hurling.
With. Yes.
The hurling. Well, do you know the most popular
do
tour
they not
there?
Have a, do they not have a kind of memorabilia, sporting
Well, do you know what
memory?
They have? They have a guided tour. It's called the Kilkenny Way, and you can walk around the town, and there's a lovely sculpture there beside the bridge, and you'll learn all about the history of Kilkenny. You'd be able to talk about that
no,
much
but,
better
No, but you know,
now.
The Henry Shefflins and the Cody's winning 12 All-Irelands, which is unique
Absolutely.
In the history of hurling. Yeah. We talk about Dublin, the 5 in a row and so on. But like, is there some central place where you celebrate Kilkenny hurling?
Well, I didn't
see,
actually
to
find that. You
in the rural areas, you see, though.
I didn't find that. I'm just going to have to go back, Ivan. That's it. I haven't got
indeed,
my research
indeed,
done.
Indeed.
Thanks for reminding
so,
me.
So really what you're saying is, if you're living in the southeast, There's day trip opportunities
Absolutely.
There for Kilkenny.
Yeah.
Secondly, it is a great place to go for a weekend. It has lots of hidden treasures and yes. it's a memorable place and it's quite accessible.
It was super, super weekend.
And then
weekend.
You have the, Reasonable. Like for posh people like you have your Mount Juliet's, you have your Gowran Park
and
races just over the thing.
Absolutely, yeah. there's so much you can do. It's great, it's great. Great weekend spot.
All right. Well, my thanks for that.
Thanks,
and bringing us the voices of Kilkenny people. It seems there's a great community spirit on top of everything else down there. That's our lot. And my thanks as always. And do check out all of what we said is on yes. thenoveltraveller.com in terms of the delights of Kilkenny. And that's it from me on the Hard Shoulder this evening. My thanks to the entire team for today's show. Dan Flanagan, Alex Russo, Roisin Doves and Julia Torino. Michael Quilligan and Peter Molloy were on sound. I'll be back on the telly tonight, but not on Virgin, but on Premier Sports 1 with the three legends, Eamon Dunphy, John Giles and Liam Brady, for some more Punch and Judy, because it is the Merseyside Derby. Do tune in from 7.45 onwards. Now, speaking of sports, of course, Off the Ball is up next, a busy night in the Premier League. I'll be back here tomorrow, all things considered, here on News Talk with another edition of The Hard Shoulder from 4. Until then, have a great night and thanks for listening.